A US jury has convicted the man accused of operating the underground black market drug bazaar Silk Road of drug crimes. 30-year-old Ross Ulbricht was on trial in Manhattan on 7 counts, including money laundering conspiracies and narcotic-related crimes. Authorities are hoping it'll send a message to the operators of similar online drug markets, many of which have sprung up to fill the void left by Silk Road. Will Ockenden reports.
Ross Ulbricht is often referred to as the mastermind behind the infamous website Silk Road, where people could buy everything from drugs to guns to murder. But in the end, mastermind is a word that doesn't quite cut it. Despite running a drug empire worth hundreds of millions of dollars, Ross Ulbricht made rookie mistakes, which allowed him to be tracked down by police, tried in an open court, and found guilty. It took the jury less than 4 hours to reach its decision. As elite hackers on the interwebs like to say, he was well and truly pawned.
It was a comprehensive loss from his point of view. He really got done.
Mr. Ulbricht now faces a lengthy prison sentence for running his underground drug market empire. It's a win for authorities and their solid case. Patrick Gray is an IT security journalist and presents the Risky.biz podcast.
The prosecution laid out what can be best described as an overwhelming case. I mean, when they picked him up, he was logged in to the administrator panel of the Silk Road marketplace. They got him with his laptop open. They recovered all sorts of incriminating information off it, including a diary. He is a criminal who actually kept a diary of his criminal activities, which probably wasn't the sharpest move.
Ross Ulbricht's internet persona was Dread Pirate Roberts, or DPR. But despite being arrested as he was logged in and using the website, his defence claimed he wasn't the real Dread Pirate Roberts. He was, his lawyer argued, set up. He was a patsy. The real Dread Pirate Roberts is still out there, the argument went, living the high life. His defence was always going to be an uphill battle. Law enforcement had infiltrated his website to the point that an undercover government agent was employed by Ross Ulbricht to help run the site.
He argued that while he established the site in the early days, he said he grew some magic mushrooms to sell on the site, and that's how he sort of kicked the marketplace off. He said that he then handed it off to someone else who continued using the name of DPR, or Dread Pirate Roberts, but then they handed the site back to him just before he was arrested because law enforcement were closing in and he was a patsy.
Despite the guilty verdict, there are unanswered questions, like how the FBI found the Silk Road computer servers in the first place. They were supposed to be untraceable via the website's use of the anonymising service Tor.
There is some speculation that perhaps another agency, perhaps the National Security Agency in the United States, was able to break the anonymity tools that Silk Road used to obfuscate its location.
Ross Ulbricht's supporters have pointed to examples like that, saying the case was far too stacked against him. Mr. Ulbricht's mother, Lynn Ulbricht, spoke to reporters outside the court after the verdict.
I think it was unfair. I think it was not a level playing field. Three of our witnesses did not get to testify. A lot of the evidence, big bulk of evidence, was not allowed to be presented. Evidence that was presented was stricken. So the whole picture wasn't presented.
Joshua Dratel, Mr. Ulbricht's lawyer, also complained about the guilty verdict.
One of the problems with a case like this is that it presents the possibility that anyone here, all of us, are going to be judged by things for which there is no attribution in real life. There's only attribution on the internet, where things can be created, modified, edited, moved, and it's a significant problem going forward if the standard is so low.
Joshua Dratel says his client will appeal the verdict.
Will Ockenden.